My name is Daniel Fitzpatrick. I'm a seminarian for the Diocese of Hexham and Newcastle. This is my first time in Africa, so I'm really excited to explore the country and meet the people of Kenya.
I'm Father Tom McGrath, a Mill missionary born in Ireland.
First came to Kenya in the autumn of 69, and I've been here for almost 40 years.
The parish I'm staying in and working in is a Mill Hill mission. Poverty is in your face anywhere you go in Kenya, from the slums in the cities to the mud houses in the countryside. Every day I'm in the parish, there are people waiting at the door in the morning, afternoon and evening, needing money for food, clothes or education.
I don't think any government, with all their G7s or whatever, they still haven't succeeded in even fulfilling their obligations to alleviating poverty in the big world. Sometimes somebody comes to you and you have nothing in your pocket, but by the end of the evening, you may open an email or you go to the post and you'll find that somebody has sent you $100, somebody has sent you €1,000. Providence is my way of dealing with it up to now. I don't have a budget for helping the poor. We'll try. I mean, if I have something, I will give it away. If I can help, if I can assist on the spot. We may not be very wise in what, in handouts. There are many, 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 many genuine and needy cases. And having been here and walked the environment and walked through the villages and knowing, you know, I'm fairly certain that most of the people that I do try to assist are deserving cases, you know. But it's a tip in the iceberg. I do a little bit for the few individual people who come my way.
There is a huge cultural shock from being here. I notice it in the small things, like trying to have a conversation with someone, and also in the bigger things such as tribalism and the cultural traditions of the people of Kenya.
Our Christians here have difficulty in, you know, leaving behind or leaving aside some of their old cultural traditions, you know, like polygamy, for instance. Right. People would want to marry. Men especially, they will never be satisfied with one wife, they'll have to have two and three in certain cultures. Anyway, but I think economics is dictating the pace there. Sometimes I get the impression that you can live kind of on two levels. You know, you can go to Mass on Sunday, but you can go back to your kind of traditional witch doctor if you get sick, rather than go to a health center or a hospital and be treated with modern medicine. I think that the demands are the same. The demands of people to have a shoulder to cry on, the demands of people, you know, to kind of journey with them, to listen to them, I think are basically the same. Young person who has a kind of a zest for life and, you know, an ambition to kind of meet big challenges. I think the missionary life is as good as anything that the world has to offer us. I always think that the missionary challenge was go out to the whole world, you know, proclaim the good news. There is good news and people need to hear it.